This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
A day late and a dollar short.
With no pervert.
With no pervert. That's what they called him in chat, Armand. If you ever listen to this, what you want.
He won't, but yeah. No, yeah,
we do kind of think you're a little bit of a pervert, but not in a bad way.
No, yeah. It's not like, I don't think you're going to go rape someone.
He's a pervert, but he's our pervert. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but still, I mean, like, do you claim a pervert? Like,
I just claim that
you
one.
You got any perverts? Yeah, I got this guy over there. He's all right, though.
I mean, if somebody came looking for one, like specifically needed one.
You got a pervert I can borrow? Oh, fuck.
If you're looking for one, yeah, I got one.
Of course. Did you even have to ask?
You can borrow our Armenian perv, if that's the flavor you desire.
Which it may or may not be.
Anyway, so we're back. We were supposed to finish this up yesterday. You got sick.
The social show to the grind my gears.
I was thinking I probably poisoned you, sharing a bowl or a doobie butt with you. And
I think so. Yeah. I was fucking. It's here.
Yeah, like
you're here.
Well, I didn't get anything up here.
It's here and here, dude.
I'm completely clear still. And then, like, my glands hurt under my fucking.
Yeah. I had a headache. That isn't there though more, but like.
Run down, feel run down.
Here to there, dude. I feel like hell. I'm congested and shit.
That is a bummer. You might not have the same thing I got then, because I was never congested at all.
Oh, I'm congested as shit.
You have a sore throat, or is it just.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you might have. Fuck. I don't know. You should go to the thing like I advised and have them run one of those little tests on you.
Yeah.
And then get some antibiotics. I'll fix you up. Anyway, we got to finish up this social show, man. We had way too many voicemails. I think we got, 18 to go through?
Fuck, we did.
I know. We're going to have to rethink this whole voicemails thing, man.
We're just going to start playing not all of them.
Yeah.
Which is what our allure has been. You know, record a voicemail. It's definitely getting played on air.
I guess up your fucking game, because I guess we're going to start getting picky.
Yeah. I mean, because, that's going to take some time, too. It's like I can go through all these voicemails and find it, you know. 30 minutes for the voicemail.
Or we can put like a 1 minute time limit.
Can you do that on SpeakPipe? Switch it to 1 minute?
Maybe. I hate to do
that. But how does that stop people from going? Multiple? And so some of them, though, need 3 minutes. Like, there's been good ones that have needed a few minutes. But I guess if you need that much time, email us. Or
I don't know. Fuck it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Either way.
Tell you what, we might have to be like, well, you know what? You're boring us. We'll do an outro, man. Cut them off. Yeah. Anyway, let's hit the first one up here.
Let's get to it.
See what we got.
Oh, no bogs here. Keith rips.
What did he say?
Anyway, you guys should do an episode on the Dirty Wars. I just find it funny how it took place just after Operation Paperclip.
The Dirty Wars?
When a bunch of Nazis somehow went to South America, somehow, some way. I don't know, guys. Something to think about. Sure. Team Eric. Fuck you, Everett.
Oh, damn. All right. Right on. Appreciate that. What was that guy's name?
No name. I got his phone number. I'm about ready to give out. I said, fuck you, Everett. Remember that, people? You come on the Google Voice site. I got your phone number.
Not unless they need to call. If you call the Google Voice, you need to do it like anonymous.
No, I would never fuck you up. It's just not my way. You can say fuck you, Everett, all day long. I don't give Eric access to this, folks. This is on my address.
So. I would. Eric promised me hot buns, so where they at?
So Operation Paperclip, we all know about that. That's where we hired a bunch of the Nazis after World War II. This is the Dirty Wars, huh?
That's what he said.
Hold on, I'm going to Google this up. Dirty Wars. Hey, sounds like a comic book thing.
Where's the plank? Never mind, I found it.
It's a documentary film named Dirty Wars.
Yeah.
I don't know, whenever you throw a fucking film out with it, now you've taken out, like, all the relevant issues. Let me check Wikipedia. Maybe there's something on Wiki about this. Or maybe it's just something made up for a fucking TV show, and I'm wasting my time.
It very well could be. Eric, how are you liking The Mandalorian? So, Nomad, I watched 2 episodes of it, and I decided to stop. I'm going to binge it
later. Are you just waiting for it? You don't want to...
I'm going to binge it later. And listen...
Episode 6 comes out today.
I'm surprised I answered you. Because my name is, has a C, not a K.
Ah, shit. Error, cunt. Oh, anyway. I don't know. We're looking at that Dirty Wars. I'm not seeing anything quick off of a wiki here.
Hey, while we're on the subject of dirty, what's a dirty bomb? One that doesn't create an atomic explosion, but it still throws fallout
and shit, yeah.
So it's like deadly as fuck, but not initially.
Okay, so there's mention of the Nazis in this Dirty War wiki page, but I don't know. We'll look into it, pal. Thanks for the heads up, and fuck you, too.
And fuck you, too. Watch Conspiracies and Ancient Aliens on Netflix. Dope episodes on Hitler and portals. Hey, well, thank you. There's Sanj. I guess you work for Netflix. Or...
Oh, shit.
Anyway, right. Next one. Next
here
one.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca.
So I just wanted to tell you that I am a Patreon member now.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, hey, all right.
Eric.
What'd she say?
And what else was I going to say? So I'm coming for you, Eric.
Oh, she's coming. Oh. She wants to waterboard you. She said this many times in many different ways that she wants to waterboard you.
What, really?
And I'm thinking about that again. Another reason to not waterboard you here specifically is we don't want to become that office where they waterboard motherfuckers.
Why?
Think about it. Like the GM, he has to hear, oh, I heard they waterboarded somebody over at your place the other day. That's kind of weird. Think about it. I don't think we want to be that place.
Oh, okay.
We're already that place. We've already got the fucking weirdest place to work. Why take it to waterboarding?
Where's Saskatchewan?
Canada, Eastern Canada.
Why do I think that's fucking Europe or something? Why do I?
Because you're dumb.
Saskatchewan, doesn't that feel like that would be from Europe, though?
Feels like Canada to me, man.
That feels Canadian?
Yeah, Saskatchewan, eh?
Yeah?
When I say it like that.
Yeah, I guess when you say it like
anyway,
that, it
anyway.
Does.
And what else was I going to say? I had something to say. But...
Rebecca, I get the feeling you smoke weed because I think the one of the last voicemails you left, you had the same issue where you couldn't remember what you were going to say. We have plenty of patience, so.
I'm stalling to see if it'll come to me.
Oh, she said she's stoned, I think.
Well, that's a bummer. Maybe. So now I'm driven to, like, make some more money so that I can move up the tier so I can have a cult leader name.
You know what she's talking about there?
Patreon. Yeah. Explain that.
So 2 years ago plus, whenever I set up Patreon, I was being a smart ass to set up all these tiers of different shit we'll give you if you give us X amount of dollars. And one of them said, like the $20 one or something, we'll give you an official cult leader name or some shit.
I'll give it. I'll make a cult leader
I'm
name.
I'm not. I put it there and I'll do it.
I mean, we'll figure it out. You want a cult leader name? I'll fucking give you one.
Shirley McRopro.
Well, her name's Rebecca, right? So we'd have to come up with something clever. You know,
we don't want to give it up yet, though. That you want to.
Yeah.
Tear up. Wah,
wah. True.
I think that would be pretty cool.
It would be.
And what else was I going to say?
I don't remember. Me either.
I just like hearing my messages being played, really. That's why I'm calling. I like the sound of my voice.
Me too. That's pretty much why we do this cast, so we can hear each other and hear our own voices.
That's not it at all.
So I don't know if I'm going to catch your show today.
I bet you didn't. Because it didn't happen.
Because I'm going to be driving, not in my car with somebody else.
Ooh.
But, so that's a bummer.
It is a bummer.
I don't know how to find out when you guys usually.
Neither do we.
Record.
So usually, your time, since I could see you're Southern California. Usually
2 hours before.
Yeah, noon on Wednesdays for you. Noon exactly on Wednesdays, we're usually live and ready to go. 2 p.m. Central Time.
So I can try and catch the live shows, but maybe you'll answer that.
Yes, we will.
We will.
Will you play my message?
Yes, I will play
your message. So anyway, I'm still Team Everett.
Why?
Sorry, Eric, but you are kind of growing on me.
Yeah.
And
like a fungus, huh?
Yeah, fuck you, Eric.
Hey, whoa.
Bye.
Talk about good time to fuck you, Eric. There.
Oh, shit.
Like a fungus. She's like, fuck you. Way to go. That was great. Kind of did that if you wanted to. All right. You said we were out of emails, though. Well, let's just fucking do a backflip right into a...
We are out of emails.
Just tell me if you heard this one.
This is what anonymous. Up, guys?
What up?
It's your boy, Drunk Crane.
Oh, son of a bitch. How you been, Drunk?
As drunk as I want to be, but...
This is 2 weeks ago.
Not as drunk as I want to be.
I'm here. Got a couple questions for you, actually.
Hit me.
First off, what happened to all that talk about measles outbreaks and anti-vaxxers and all that good shit?
News cycle shifted.
Magically disappear from our news feed.
Yeah, because I thought we were worried about Ebola.
Yeah,
it shifted. And what about like the little head disease? What was that called? You know, where you're born with a little head if you get the disease?
I don't know, man.
Come on, the guy, the people that had it looked just Zika. They looked just like the
Zika, yeah.
They looked just like the dude from Beetlejuice.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Weird, dude. Yeah, yeah. So, like, Zika was a thing, too. I guess that just got vanished. Mm-hmm. We eradicated Zika and Ebola.
Second question I got is, I've listened to more than one podcast about the possibility of another civil war hitting the U.S.
Yes.
Due to next year's election.
Go on.
What do you guys think the possibilities of
no.
that?
Let me tell you why.
Slim is fucking zero.
Let me tell you why. Everybody's too fucking lazy anymore to get up and have a revolution.
You can't have a civil war happening today if it doesn't happen on Facebook. And it's already happening there.
Not only that, but you can't have a civil war from the couch. How am I going to participate in a civil war from my couch?
Or your phone. Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Mom. My president's best. Your president sucks. My president's best. Your president sucks.
There are a percentage of people that are dedicated enough to get out there and resist.
I gotta be honest though. If there is a civil war, the Trumpers are gonna win. Mostly the non-Trumpers are non-gunnies.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Conservatives are probably gonna win.
I like guns. I don't like Trump. I don't have any guns. I guess I should get some guns. Send me guns.
No. There's laws against that.
No, I don't think there is.
Yes.
I'm no lawyer though.
I will say this much. Being as how I've worked in Oregon and now I'm in Connecticut.
See, oh, big guy in Oregon.
I worked on my Oregon.
Oh, my God. Anyway, sorry, John.
Seems to be different attitudes depending on where you go.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You sure you're not as drunk as you want to be?
No, but he really, really wants to be drunker.
Fuck you, Everett.
Yeah.
Team Eric.
That's right.
While I'm at it.
He's the one giving
fuck
you shit,
you,
John.
Fuck you, Ocho Man, and fuck the Cowboys. Ocho Man, quit firing Armand. It's the best part of your show. Later, bitches.
You got to hit him with that soundbite.
Yeah, I'll hit him with that.
Ocho's got to hear that. The best part of the show. What the fuck? He'll be pissed.
Oh, fuck you, he'll say, or something like that.
Who's that fucking guy?
Well, let me hear his fucking podcast. It's fucking stupid on it. Anyway, here's another one from Anonymous. Could be drunk again.
Sounds hey like guys, it's your boy Drunk Krantz again.
Again.
Just thought I'd help you out with your guys' looping problem.
Looping?
Fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Everett.
No, because we had a looping problem last week with the Fuck You, Eric. Remember, Dick?
Oh, yeah.
He was remedying that.
That was trying
to be fair, that wasn't a real problem.
No, I know. He's helping.
Okay, well.
That the whole Team Eric thing was a ruse or some sort of stupid ass conspiracy. Fuck you too.
Fuck you too. Later, yeah. Bitches. What did he say at the end?
Fuck you bitches. I think.
Fuck you bitches. I like it. Drums my boy.
Too. Later bitches.
Later bitches. He must be talking to you. I'm no bitch.
No, I think Everett was talking about sending guns through the mail. Because yeah, you can definitely sell guns to another state, but he said. Send me guns.
Yeah, randomly. And
yeah, you can't do that. That's not.
I don't know why you can't.
You can't send guns to the mail.
Why can't
you? I'm pretty sure you can't.
How do you think guns get sent? Federal Express?
Man, I mean, I guess you should. I guess, can you send guns through the mail? If anyone knows the answer to that.
Look at this shit. Look what I just did. This is crazy.
What?
I took my shoes off.
Yeah, get them away from my hoodie.
Oh, well, sorry about that. I'm just saying it's comfortable. I never thought to do that in here before.
I wish you wouldn't.
Really? You smell my feet?
No.
I was going to say, fuck, I think I have stinky feet.
If they do get sent through the mail, they have to go to an FFL dealer. You can. You can. So I guess you can. Okay, so I'm totally wrong.
We'll find an FFL dealer, give him my shit.
A fucking freeload dealer.
Yeah.
FFL.
All right, next one's from Skyler.
Hello, Surreal Talk.
Hello, Skyler.
This is Skyler.
Hello, mate.
I had some whiskey.
Yeah, that's good.
And
what kind?
We go by Legion.
Oh, that's who the fuck you are in the chat.
With the inverted L, that is the 7.
Yeah, yeah. So the other day in the chat, he had an interesting question. What does it take to get banned out of here?
Oh, man, yeah.
And I was like, let's not find out. So now I know who that was. I'm watching.
Have we ever banned it? We've banned a few people.
Yeah, probably.
We've Discord. Timed out a fucking bunch.
What we're talking about is our Discord channel. It's like our chat server.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about the chat server.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
On YouTube, yeah, there's a couple that popped out. The other day, I had to pop a guy out. He kept saying fucking anti-Jew shit.
Oh, I see that.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people's kid.
He's getting a little bit of fame right now because I'm name dropping him, but whatever. Anyway.
Hello.
Hello.
I really think
that the same voicemail.
The Ark
we didn't
of
finish
the
one with voicemail.
Covenant.
With the Legion, that's, with the guy.
That's the whisper.
Finish it.
Right there.
What?
You didn't finish the voicemail.
It's the same one.
Oh.
Wind it back now.
I really think that the Ark of the Covenant. Covenant. That's the whiskey right there.
This is Legion?
The Ark of the Covenant.
Yes, it is.
Jordan Payton?
Is
no, not that one.
A very important topic indeed.
He keeps saying that, but...
Not that everything you guys do isn't amazing.
Well,
because it is.
Sometimes.
Hold on, I just realized something.
It's not the same voicemail.
No, it's the same one. This is the 420th voicemail that we got on SpeakPipe.
This one?
Yep.
Damn.
Just saying, that's kind of cool.
This dude sounds like a villain.
He may be.
The Ark of the Covenant.
Maybe he is a villain. He's just trying to get information from us about the Ark. Maybe we have some insight.
I'm not giving it up.
Yeah, I'm never telling him.
I would take a look at that.
Really?
I'm hip. Love everything you guys do.
It's in Ethiopia, dude.
Can't wait.
My foot itches.
To see what you do in the future.
It's in a church that's guarded and fenced in, and there's a Rottweiler.
Just one?
Just one.
Is he a big one?
The bad motherfucker now. But yeah. The guy that guards it, like, it burns their eyes out. Like, every, you know, they have to get a new dude.
Should we do a show on the Ark?
Of the Covenant?
Yeah. I mean, if you've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know everything you need to know, right?
I would think so.
Obviously not, or you wouldn't be asking us to do it.
So. No.
Toss it on the list real quick.
The Raiders of the Lost Ark. I mean, Ark of the Covenant.
We only got one more show we're doing this year, right? Are we doing anything over the break?
The
office closes, like, the 23rd, and we're out until, like, the beginning of January.
So 1 week?
2 weeks, basically, we're out.
I have 9 tournaments in a row for the next, like, 3 months on weekends, so that's a thing. What was I doing just now? Adding Ark of the Covenant to the list of fucking show ideas. So, I don't know. Ark of the Covenant's a pretty good like subject, but they don't know where it is. Is it real? We don't really know. I mean, there's tons of text about
it. It's real, but I don't want to ruin it for you.
There's tons of text about it, but it's not. How do you know it's real?
I don't want to ruin it for you.
Why?
No, I don't know. I don't fucking know. It's what supposedly held Jesus' remains, right?
No.
The Ark of the Covenant didn't hold...
No.
Oh, it's what held the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, it was.
Some people's kids, man. Yeah, what was I doing now? Oh, ideas.
All right, I'm popping to the next one. Here we go. This is Jack Reuter or Router, depending on how you say it.
It's Jack Reuter.
Hold on.
It's Jack Reuter.
That's true.
I've recently seen some Slender Man around my house.
The Slender Man.
I'm going to get some evidence.
That's not Drew.
Come back to your chaps with it. Aye, then.
All right, mate.
All right. This is a guy who's emailed us a few times. Panos coming up here.
Pancho?
No.
Via?
Hi there, guys. I'm Panos from Athens, Greece.
Hello.
Panos.
Pizzagate haunted me since day one. It was a great laugh.
Let's go back.
Pizzagate haunted me since day one. Hi there, guys. I'm Panos from Athens, Greece. Pizzagate haunted me since day one. It was a great laugh.
I miss that.
Love Everett.
Maybe something about Pizzagate in there.
Hit it again.
I'm Panos from Athens, Greece. Pizzagate haunted me since day one. It was a great laugh.
Fucking got me.
Love Everett. Love Witch Dr. Armand.
Witch Dr. Armand. Oh, that's beautiful.
He called him a witch doctor?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Lars aus dem deutschen Texas Mitainus. But Eric, he's fighting rules. Keep on, guys.
He's fucking loose.
Waiting for Pizza Day 3 Revolutions.
How are you understanding what he's saying? I can't hear this.
Like, I speak some Greek.
Turn it back. Run this whole thing back.
All right.
Hi there, guys.
I'm good.
I'm Panos from Athens, Greece.
Hello,
Panos. So there he says, hello, guys. Hey, guys.
How you doing, guys?
And he means, like, it's a greeting.
I'm well aware of that.
He gives his name.
The dude has a
Panos, and he says he's from Athens.
Pizza Day 3 haunted me since day one.
Something since day one.
Yeah, got me there.
It was a great laugh.
It was a great laugh. I think it was Pizzagate. I don't know, though. I don't know. Hold on a sec. Let's finish this out.
Love Everett. Love Witch Dr. Armand. Miss Lars aus dem deutschen Texas Mitainus. But Eric, his fighting rules. Keep on, guys.
Say? Something about Lars and Ines.
Oh, the Ines. It was probably Ines.
It could have been. Could have been. Hold on. I got to start another. I got to do something real quick. Oh, never mind. I'll do this in a second. Start up another voicemail. Fuck that guy. Just texted me. Kevin. Oh, not fuck Panos, man. Thanks for the thing. I doubt there'll be a Pizzagate 3, though. We kind of did the Epstein thing, which is more or less like a kind of a Pizzagate thing. I don't know. Here we go. Here's Kevin, though.
So the new theory is now that Obama was born in British Columbia.
I believe it.
At Peace Arch Hospital, which is right near my grandmother's house, near the border of Canada and America. And the theory goes that his mom was pregnant in Blaine and then came to Peace Arch Hospital, which is in just in Surrey, British Columbia, because the cost of giving birth was free. And now I'm thinking that, like, Americans can't come into Canada and get free health care, so it doesn't really work out.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
You know what? It's a pretty cool theory.
Bullshit. If I say I'm Canadian, I can't.
And you can go listen to my podcast, too, Rant of Whatever. It's on Spotify.
I listen to it every day.
Podcasts, Google Play, and all that shit. Go listen to it. Fuck yeah. Peace out.
Later, bud.
It's short episodes, but it's classic Kevin shit. Yeah.
10, 15 minutes of time?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Kev. This one here is from somebody called Are You Thinking?
Are You Thinking? No.
This is a woke motherfucker right here. Watch. Mark my words.
So naturally, we all think that we're fucked. But are we really? We will regard this question in the next episode of Are You Thinking?
Wait, is that the John C. Reilly character from Late Night? Yeah, that guy from, what is it, Comedy Central?
That's no, it's Adult Swim.
Which is a program, this is a block of shows on
Cartoon Network.
Oh, that's right, Cartoon Network.
This is from Anonymous.
Anon, huh?
Hey, guys, Drew from Australia here.
Hello, Drew.
I love the show that you guys do. I listen to it.
Thank you.
Heaps. My favorite episode
is
Eric, 9/11. Dead set, man.
It's right, babe.
You're on the money with that show.
That's right. Thank you. Some of my best work.
You're the man, but serious team, Eric, all because of voice to text, man. I love that shit. God damn it. Fuck you.
Fucking right, bud. Look, I feel like we're blood brothers now, me and you, because voice to text is the shit. It's just sometimes it fucks up.
It's good for the lazy.
Yeah, guys, keep up the good work, man. I'll keep listening.
Okay.
Cheers.
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
I think we need to have a Australian get-together.
Are you talking about with this guy?
Well, no, everybody that from Australia that listens to us, we get together with them.
And I'll just talk like this the whole time, and they'll be like, you British fuck.
I think it'd be fun to go to Australia. Anyway, this is from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
It doesn't exist.
Australia? Yeah, I know.
Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, huh?
Apparently so.
All right.
Tobey Maguire Spider-Man would kick any Batman's ass.
Batman?
Val Kilmer was the best Batman.
Okay, I'm with you.
So that was Kevin.
Yeah, so I agree about them kicking any Batman's ass. Spider-Man's fucking Batman all the way up.
Yeah, probably.
All the way up.
He's got spider senses.
Which he's fucking Batman all the way.
I don't know, Batman is the best planner.
Okay, but in the, like, dude.
At least comic Batman, not TV fucking, Batman.
He pushed a button. Dude, he's strong as shit.
Yeah, I get you.
Spider-Man fucked Batman up.
Okay, we got a couple from Midwest Anthony here. This is Native Pride. I'm sure he's still in the chat right now. Are you in there? Are you in there? Anyway, here we go.
What's up, boys?
Hey.
Midwest Anthony here.
How you doing?
And fuck me, it is cold in the Midwest this
week. Dude, I know.
Fucking stupid. Just cold as the witch's tit today.
In a brass bra.
It was fucking 40 degrees. Nice out. Didn't have to fucking walk outside and my goddamn knee wasn't bothering me. Fucking bullshit. Anyways, I'm just fucking leaving you guys a voicemail because I better do it now before I get all fucking riled up when you guys start talking about shit that grinds your gears.
That was a fun show.
I would say definitely lately what's been grinding my fucking gears is, I don't want to say the Surreal Talk community, but just the conspiracy community in general. And it's been like this probably since the fucking beginning of time when conspiracies have existed. But it's okay to fucking disagree with somebody, but Jesus Christ, you don't have to fucking shit on them.
A lot of people don't get that, bro.
You watched one super fucking biased or stupid fucking documentary, and all of a sudden, you think your only belief, that conspiracy, the only one way that you think it happened is correct. That's the whole fucking reason it's a conspiracy. Dude,
it is a real problem.
Because nobody has concrete fucking proof. There's so many different ways it could...
The kind of right now, the problem with conspiracy crowds is they're almost religious and they're too political.
Well, they take a lot of stuff that isn't proven as fact. And I've been there, done that.
And the way too political part, too, it's the way with the political shit's happening now, people are ready to fight anybody over anything.
It just gets us so divided. Everybody's so divided.
Yeah, it sucks, dick. Calm down, fucks.
Here comes Big E, the dad.
What are you talking about, you son of a bitch?
I don't know. It's funny, though.
Okay, anyway, here we go.
What happened? That's what I don't understand. Like, it's okay to disagree with somebody.
And you know what? That's kind of the thing we've always tried to foster in our group, too, is don't be a dick to each other about it. But
yeah, you can agree.
I feel like the political shit's really causing some strife between people. You know what I mean? Just let it go.
Well, nobody's been so pissed and upset before about losing an election as...
you want to talk about a little bit political
the
here?
The Dems, you know?
This impeachment shit.
Yeah.
This is really dividing people. The first voicemail went today, people were asking about the Civil War. To be serious for a minute... It's not a civil war, but it's more like a social war.
Yeah.
Because people are pissed. People are calling it treason on both sides. Donald Trump's treasonous. Fucking Pelosi's treasonous. There's treason all over the place. Nobody's saying for why. I don't think there's actually any treason going on. Treason's a punishable by death type of thing. I don't think anybody's done anything that's punishable by death. There were some dick moves on at least Trump's part. The whole apparently asking Russia or Ukraine to look into... Yeah. Looking to Biden because he's a political adversary?
Well, he did it. The thing about that was is he did it and threatened to withhold funding from them.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much a dick move.
Pretty much, I think that's illegal. I don't really know, but
yeah,
I mean, so.
It's a bummer. I mean.
There's a question in the chat. Who can grow a better beard?
Oh, I'm sure it would be me.
Yeah, so I don't think I can. And plus, I don't grow beards.
Anymore. You know, I let my beard grow for 4 months one time before I had to shave it off. It was nice and long and bushy, and I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
Too itchy.
And I had even mentioned in one of the comments on the Facebook group, and maybe it's just I'm getting tired of Facebook and how fucking people are.
Don't let those people push you off. Don't let them push you off. Make Facebook your Facebook, not their Facebook. You can tune them out. It's easy enough. You just don't bother clicking. It's like, eh. I don't know how many times, and it took a while before I lost the urge. I'll start typing a comment, and stop myself before I hit that button.
I do that, but I type that comment out and then just delete it.
That's the way.
But that helps me, man. It helps me to just cathartic. Type the fucking comment out. Like, you know what, you dumb system. Dick motherfucker. Fuck you and what? Your stupid ways. And then I just delete it.
I never get that.
No, I'm saying then I just delete it.
I never get that hardcore.
Me neither.
On there, and I got to give fucking you guys a shout out for the Discord because it's definitely a nice change of pace.
The Discord's fucking fun,
super
man.
Chill on there.
All day, every day, not all day, every day, then am I in there, but I'm monitoring most of the day if I'm not chatting. We've got people all day long fucking talking to each other, talking shit. It's all categorized up by whatever you want to talk about, from memes to conspiracy.
The meme gaming, channel gets just fucking crazy. Show. That meme channel's nuts, boy.
Dudes, I had to mute that
There's
channel.
So many good memes in there.
I had to mute it. It's like scrolling all day long.
Oh, man.
But I guess it's maybe just the conspiracy community that's been fucking grinding my gears because I've listened to a lot of different podcasts and read a lot of different things about conspiracy theories. There's a lot of different angles, and when you start looking into them, shit starts to get dispelled. And it's what really fucking pisses me off. Like, people are so fucking set. Like, this is how...
Well, that's what happens. You get on a fucking rabbit hole in the middle of the night on YouTube, and they give you nothing... against and everything for.
The problem with today's society in general, which is causing all this, is that no one's willing to change their mind. Everybody's right. You can Google a fucking reason to why you're right every fucking time, every situation. So nobody is willing to, upon new evidence, say, oh shit, okay, maybe you are right. I was wrong there. You can't. No one's humble. They don't want to admit when they're wrong, which is fucking stupid, man, because if I say something that's wrong, I appreciate people correcting me. That way I don't look like a fucking moron and say it again.
No, I'm completely with you.
You know what I mean? Like, shit, man.
These liberals are trying to assassinate my character. I can't change their mind.
That's true.
I won't change my mind because I don't have to. Because I'm an American.
Yep, that's all.
I won't change my mind on anything, regardless of the facts that are set out before me.
Jesus.
I'm dug in, and I'll never change.
That right there is the embodiment of, like, what he's talking about.
I fucking love that show. It nails the point perfectly.
Yeah.
Happened. And then if anybody posts anything else, that contradicts that or could possibly be wrong or different or
right.
probably equally as wrong as they are, like, they fucking lose their mind. I don't – it just bugs the fuck out of me.
It's crazy, dude.
It's like the Kurt Cobain thing. Like, I posted some crime scene photos and fucking lo and behold, oh, watch this super biased fucking documentary that obviously points to Courtney Love. But if you really look
– that murderous bitch.
Into it, she might have had a hand in it, but it's not
– or a finger.
Look, man.
Get it, trigger finger?
I'm going to say it. She ain't fucking smart enough to get away with murder. I'm just going to throw it out there.
I disagree.
No, I don't. I don't at all. With help, without help, you think that bitch is going to be able to fucking make a crime scene look like he shot himself without any help at all? That chick.
It doesn't have to be that she
pulled the trigger. The girl from Hull.
Maybe she's like, you know what, Kurt, maybe you should kill yourself. Maybe I help you get the gun.
Oh, indirectly, yeah. Maybe. But so. I'm saying she didn't set that up. She didn't fucking fix the crime scene. There's none of that that happened, okay? I'm just going to throw that out there. For
quick me. Interjection before I forget.
I don't know that for a fact.
I don't know nothing about this whole Nick Cannon Eminem thing going on, but apparently Nick Cannon has done some dumb
He's
shit.
He's a fucking idiot.
But does the term suicide by police mean anything to you?
Yeah.
Maybe he wants his career to be over. So he's like, suicide by Eminem.
No, he thinks he's going to win.
No. Maybe it's deep. Maybe he's like, suicide by Eminem. I'm fucking done with this. I'm just going to fucking
That's embarrassing, them. Though. Why would you want to do that?
Because maybe he really wants out. That's my thought. It's like, well, like whenever like people who want to die, why would you want a cops to kill you? But, you know, you just want to die. Maybe he's just like, I'll get my
That's a surefire way to do it.
So that's, yeah. I don't know. That's the thought I had.
He buries everybody that this, they're just done. Their career. MGK is the only one that's like lived slightly after it.
He's kind of like a mummy now.
Is Eric Cupp's taller than a foot? It's fucking about a foot.
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
Aaron, what foot it's you a want?
Big fucker. That's a shoe. It doesn't count. Not all about size. Oh, well, there's that.
Yeah.
It's about a foot. A little less than a foot.
Taller than a foot.
Not like she was there fucking pulling the trigger. Like, I don't know. It just some people just need to be able to learn how to disagree or just let people have their own fucking thoughts. That's what.
Too many people got to be right these days.
Yeah, well, everybody wants to shit on everybody else.
Fuck you.
But the thing is, it's like, I don't want to shit on anybody, but I do like to correct people because I feel like people should be the same way I am.
I'm an American. No. And I love to be right.
But if you're wrong, and I can prove that to you, wouldn't you want to know that?
They might want to know that. See, I don't care to tell people when they're wrong for the most
part.
What
if you're wrong? Wouldn't you want someone to tell you something you're spouting off as fact is wrong?
Yes.
Okay, me too. That's the way I feel about it. Please correct me.
Yeah, I'm not taking that responsibility to teach everyone and make sure everybody knows they're wrong. Fuck that. It'd be all day long telling people they're wrong. And you know what? You get to be that guy who tells people they're wrong all the time. Then you're that guy. I don't want to be that guy.
I don't tell people they're wrong all the time.
That's what I'm saying. But if you keep it up, you'll be that guy.
Eh.
Anyway. It's killing me, man. Like,
Drun, calm down, buddy. You'll make it. Or Drun, not Drun. Anthony, you'll make it. Can I call you Tony? I'm calling him Tony.
I'm honestly about to delete fucking.
Don't do it,
me.
Facebook.
Don't do it.
Just so I don't have to see these idiots.
You don't have to see them. You can start blocking people. You can get out of the groups where these people exist. Those groups are easy to leave. You just click them and hit leave group. I've did it. Anyway, he's got a second part here.
Uh-oh.
Sorry for the two-parter, boys, but like you said, like you can hear, I'm fucking, I get riled up.
He's
easily,
fired up.
And you're good, man. It's not good.
I'm prescribing
one of the things,
you.
I guess.
What are you prescribing him?
I'm going to tell him two Hooters separated by an hour in between each one.
Half an hour.
Large pizza.
Think about it.
And
hooter
a good
to the
nap.
Head. The right hooter to the head's a 20-minute operation, probably. So they're.
If I roll it, it's a 30-minute operation, and you need an hour.
Yeah.
That right. One we smoked in the car the other day lasted for fucking. I mean, we did two laps.
Not on one, dude. You're crazy. It was probably a 15-minute joint. 20-minute joint.
Between five people or four people.
All right, Mr. Roll 'em All. Let's keep going.
Am I wrong?
One of the other things is probably that really fucking gets on me is driving. People driving.
But
there's so many idiots on the road lately, and it seems to be increasing every year. And that really fucking gets me. That gets me going.
Well, there's obviously more idiots coming on the road, but I wonder if the percentage of idiots to regular drivers is.
I got to stop looking at my phone when I'm driving, man. It's bad.
I mean, I'll send a text message when I'm driving, but
that's
what are
bad.
You doing, research?
No, God, no, but even sending
I'm on
a text
IMDb.
Message,
what the fuck was that guy's name?
No, even sending a text message is terrible.
And you do voice
They say
text.
That you're, they say that, I know, that's why I do voice. They say that you're like 10 times more impaired texting than you would be if you were drunk.
I disagree with that.
Really? Not me.
Because it's only temporary.
Not me, because when you're drunk and driving, at least you're paying a fuck attention to the road. Your motor skills can't keep up. When you're texting, you don't even see the goddamn road.
Can't you? Okay, like one word up, one word up, you know? Yeah. I can get into pretty
cross traffic. It only takes a split second for another car doing the exact same thing, and you drift. I'm not both saying you guys drift.
And I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm saying texting is not as bad as fucking drinking and driving.
I think it is.
You're a dickhead.
I think that texting is.
I'm taking you off my Facebook.
It's as bad as drinking and driving. Oh, yeah? You're wrong.
I can't handle it.
Yeah, and I'm not the most changing.
Civil War!
Above anything else, probably more so besides, like, probably just going to Walmart in general. You know what? No, that's a close fucking tie because people, Walmart sucks. Idiots driving and fucking Walmart are, like, two of the biggest things there.
Walmart's got delivery now for groceries.
I feel like me and this guy should drink.
And pretty much anything else? I haven't gone to Walmart in months. They just, like, it uses DoorDash and they bring it to my house. $6, something like that, $7. I don't have to go to Walmart.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. In fact, the wife just orders it all online. We used to go there and do the pickup. They bring the groceries and shit out to you. They throw it in the back of your car. And they bring it to your house. And I implore you, if you can afford the fucking cheap enough delivery fee, save yourself some effort. Do the delivery.
I'm not doing it.
I grind my fucking gears to the max.
He rounds his gears off.
Because I swear to God, every time I leave Walmart, something happened. Something fucking that shouldn't have happened. Something weird or some sort of...
You've bought, been talked into, like, buying fucking something.
It's the same with people driving. Like, why are you in the fast lane doing the fucking speed limit or lower? Why are you fucking brake checking or speeding up to block people from passing you?
You got a brand new car.
Fuck,
my car's
out of the way and let traffic flow.
Like, plow you.
Seriously, all the accidents that I see are because of idiot fucking drivers. People cutting other people off. It's no different than them fucking idiots that are doing like 120, weaving in and out, acting like they're in fucking Fast and the Furious.
High on Shivers Regal and PCP.
Too. So I did that 120 one time and got pulled over for it. I did up to almost 150, but yeah, I don't recommend that for other people either. Do as I say, not as I do type of thing.
Not gonna lie, I conceal carry, and sometimes I wish I could just fucking whip my piece out and just fucking let it ring.
No.
Because I get so tired of people.
No.
Well, now you're on a list. Now you're on a list, Anthony.
No. Don't do that.
Still going drinking with him?
Bro, you can't bring your gun drinking. That's for damn sure, because I'm a loudmouth at the bar, and you could flip on me at any time and be like...
Or shoot somebody you're arguing with.
I can beat them up. You don't have to shoot them.
America's the toughest guy ever. You're in good hands.
I don't like guns, man.
But again, I get fucking riled up over this shit.
I'm with it.
You know...
I'll sleep at Armand's.
It's not worth it sometimes, but you got to get it out.
Sleep at the office?
Otherwise, you do blow up. Anyways, I wanted to give a fucking shout out to the Lizard Lady and Jen on the Facebook page.
So he's talking about Jen WH and
Donna.
Fucking
doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck you, Eric. That one's for Everett.
Oh. Thank you, buddy.
Everett, you've been my fucking boy lately.
Yeah, buddy.
And I'm obviously still Team Armand.
He's been a lot of people's boys.
Love all you guys, but fuck you, Eric.
It's all good, man. I can
later,
take it.
Peace, boys.
My shoulders are broad, baby. Bring on the fuck yous.
Yeah, bring on at least two or three. Any more than that gets repetitive. Come up with another insult. All right, let's see. We got another here from Anonymous. This was 2 days ago. Actually, I'm going to refresh real quick because I think we got one in from... the Lizard Lady sent one in 14 minutes ago, but we'll get to that. This is Anonymous.
Anon?
Hey, guys. Mercedes here.
Hello.
I drop you a...
Say Mercedes? Hold on, let's run in the back. Somebody named Mercedes, is that what it was?
She's from License to Drive.
Hey, guys, Mercedes here.
Miss 80s or Mercedes?
It has to be Mercedes. Mercedes.
Just thought I'd drop you a voicemail. Love the cast, been a listener for about a year.
Nice, thank
you. Tried to get my brother, who you guys totally remind me of, into the podcast. He wasn't super into it.
So, like, he sounded cool for the first time you talked about him, and then after that he got really less cool?
Unfortunately, but
you know what I mean, Eric. First, he's just like us.
Uh-huh.
Sounds cool. Then he couldn't get into the podcast.
He didn't like it.
Yeah, a lot less cooler than he was.
I find you guys hilarious, and that was
that's thank you. You're obviously the better sibling.
Armand.
I mean, you're probably the older sibling too.
No.
I feel like you sound sexy. Never seen you in person.
I implore you. I implore you to join our Facebook group. facebook.com/group/surrealtalkgroup/Armand's big bald spot,
baby.
Oh God, he doesn't have a big bald spot.
I know,
spot.
I'm just messing with you.
He's got fuzz.
Take for what it is. Everett, fuck you.
Oh,
you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you. All right, I'm over it.
In general, fuck you. Even though you do have your good points. Eric,
fuck me
you're
too.
Amazing.
I know. Oh,
fucking love you.
Oh, all right, right on. Thank you.
You guys are great.
Appreciate that.
I take that whole Better Assembly thing back. Her brother's probably better.
I would like to hear about. It would probably be the Rh negative one.
We talked about that for sure.
I don't know if
you
guys have heard of that. I think you guys.
This shit has come to light.
I put it on, in a all over the.
Hold on, what's come to light about Rh negative?
You're an alien.
Oh, that's not. That's old shit. That's what they've always thought.
Yeah, but it's true.
Play show, and maybe you could do another one on it.
We have a ton of women specifically in our group who have come forward saying they're Rh negative.
They're aliens.
They're not aliens.
But I am okay. Rh negative, so I've
She's an alien.
A little bit of research on that.
I'm not saying they're all not aliens, but
I find it really interesting. And hey, if I'm an alien, pretty okay with that.
It's all right.
I feel like it would be a good time.
Did you listen to this or something?
No.
Very, very interesting.
But anyways, fucking love you guys. Keep up the good job. And Armand, I really fucking hope you get pegged.
Oh, he will. He has. He does.
Fuck you, Everett.
Yeah. And we'll save that one for later.
What one?
That'll fuck you, Everett. And I'll save that for the song that's probably never going to come out.
Never come out. It's at this point, it's going to be like Inagata DeVita. It's like 17 fucking minutes long. It's like,
that's
fuck
the problem.
You,
there's so much going on.
Everett, fuck you.
I can make it a song that changes genre like 9 times and loops back around.
Yeah, we need one person to leave a fuck you voicemail in a country. Hey, I say it. Fuck you, Everett. And then we got to do hard rock. We're going to need a beat, hip hop.
No, we
fuck
don't.
You,
we
Everett.
Don't need this. We don't need this.
This is what we need. I'm just saying.
This is not what we need. Calm down. All right, here's Kevin. Hey, thanks for the call. Was it Miss 80s or Mercedes?
Mercedes or Miss 80s, one of the two.
We're going to have you get back to us on that one. Anyway, Kevin.
You know, considering that fucking Fermi paradox and all this other shit and how long dinosaurs had to evolve.
Right.
I could totally see that all of the alien species that come to Earth are actually dinosaurs that escaped Earth hundreds of millions of years ago.
Hang on, Kevin.
We've talked about this before. This was a Star Trek episode.
I gotta really kind of sit back so I can ponder on this one. Go ahead.
Evolved, it came back to Earth, thinking that they had never been here. You know, because if an alien species was going to develop away from us, it's just going to be so far away that they're never going to reach here. But if a species on Earth left Earth, not far away and evolved, thinking that they had never grown up on Earth, then they'd probably look back at Earth and go, look, fucking alien world, and come back. So like the reptilians, the greys, who knows, they're probably all fucking dinosaurs hundreds of millions of years ago.
Well, that's fucking interesting.
But who
man.
The fuck knows? It could also be all this weed I'm smoking.
Oh,
peace
shit.
The fuck out.
Yeah.
Could very well later. Be.
I love his voicemails.
Yeah, they're always
good. I
just
fucking love Kevin's voicemails, man.
Kevin, I think you've liked Star Trek before. There's an episode of Voyager, season 3, episode 23, called Distant Origin, where it's where they run into some like distant relative or distant ancestors of dinosaurs that went out like, I don't know, 60-something million years ago, right before the fucking asteroid hit. There were some evolved dinosaurs that were like, fuck this, we're out of here. And they basically moved across the galaxy, but that was what the whole episode was about. Huh. But what's kind of crazy, it's like it's kind of mirrors human nature to where they have like religious doctrine that says they were the oldest species. They definitely started where they are now.
Really?
Right. So whenever they were presented with information to show they weren't from where they were thought now, and it makes their religious doctrine look bad. The leaders suppressed that, fired the people.
Of course
people.
They did. You know, suppress it, history.
That's exact. It was pretty good. It was a whole conspiracy thing. It was pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. This ought to be interesting. This is from Satan.
Satan.
Lord and Savior, Satan be Christ.
Ruh-roh, Shaggy.
Hey, guys. It's your pal, Satan. Do you know what grinds my gear?
I think that's fucking Dr. Claw from fucking Inspector Gadget.
It sounded like
God
it.
God damn it, Inspector Gadget. All right, we're running it back a little.
Guys, it's your pal, Satan. Do you know what grinds my gears?
Yeah.
Epstein won't shut the fuck up. He's just driving my demons insane. What am I gonna do, man?
Epstein won't shut the fuck up. Is driving his demons insane down in hell. Couldn't understand him.
So, hey, ask him. You know, everybody wants to know.
Did you kill himself?
Did you kill yourself?
He's definitely dead, is what he's confirming. See, that. He's in hell.
I can believe that.
Yeah. All right, we got here from our good buddy Ryan. Ryan Sykes.
Hi, fellas. Hey. You all right?
How you doing, Ryan?
You know what grinds my gears?
What's that?
When you go and see a movie
uh-huh.
at the cinema, you sat there, the movie's been on like 10 fucking minutes, and 7 or 8 people just turn up late in a fucking row, just come and sit down. You're missing half the fucking movie, waiting for them to sit down and figure out where they're going to sit.
Look, stop. That's what's how the I point know my British in turning accent up is not good
halfway
enough
through
yet
the movie.
Because people can still understand me.
There's certain different types of...
Ryan's is good, though. Like, I didn't understand fuck left what it last, I don't know, 10, 15 words he said.
Oh, well, I mean, that's your fault. Hold on a sec. Let's get this back up and going.
You know, when you've paid to see the full thing, you're going to be fucking late, missing lots of the plot.
I fucking hate that, too, dude. I've paid... You know, you're not just wasting your own money by being late. You're wasting other people by being a distraction.
Grinds my gears. Hope you're all right. Team Surreal.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
He sounds a little down. Ryan, you okay, buddy? You don't get hold of him. Get at me. You need to talk. Get at me. Anyway, this was from... I listened to that this morning. This was from Eric last night, really late at night. And he probably knew I was going to know it immediately was him, but...
Wait, what?
Hey, that fucking guy Eric and his fucking British accent's fucking hilarious. I fucking love it, man. Fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Armand. Team Eric for life.
Hey, man, what's up? I like you. Who was that?
That was you.
How can you be so sure?
It's got your IP address.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
You don't know my IP address.
I sure do.
I don't believe that.
I administrate the email servers. This was all easy to correlate.
Was it? How long have you known?
The first time I heard it, I immediately knew it was you.
Oh, you've already listened to it?
Yeah, well, whenever I'm taking a shit this morning.
What's the name?
Fuck Everett. I'm looking
what's
through
the
my
email?
Emails from the baldspot@footfetish.com.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm looking through my emails and I see, oh, you got a new voicemail from Fuck Everett. I'm going to listen to that immediately, first thing in the morning.
Of course, as you should.
I'm like, let's see if I can't ruin this good old shit. And it didn't. I knew it was you, so. All right, we got two more here. This is the Lizard Lady. Old Donna.
Hey, guys. Sorry.
Oh, Donna.
Fucking his brother. Oh, he's all drunk.
I haven't called in a while. But I do have to agree with Eric's voice to text. It's so much easier. And I'm at work.
Thank you.
I can just say, hey, Google. And it brings everything up
for me. That's right.
That's different.
Oh, no, wait a minute. When you say, hey, Siri, can you fucking text blah, 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 this?
That's
and then
different.
You say, send it. That's fucking goddamn fucking voice to text.
That is voice to text, but it's a little bit different. I'm not.
It's not.
You have the whole app up. You're hitting the button specifically to do it. When you could just sit there and quickly type it. And the amount of time you sat there and waited for it to get responsive and then process after you've recorded, you could have just typed it.
Since I've had Apple, I just say, her name, I tell that bitch to text people.
Hey, Siri, shut off. You get yours on wide open?
No, but she doesn't listen
to
you.
I have to hold my button for a second.
She doesn't listen to you.
Hey, Siri, what's the weather?
Here's the weather today.
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess she won't say it.
Yeah.
That bitch.
She knows you're recording her.
Oh, she's like, I'm not being on her show.
She don't fuck around.
For me. And I can just do voice to text. I don't have to get paint or stain.
Do you speak your punctuation? Because I know Eric doesn't.
No, it took me a while to realize that she had to. Because it's weird saying period. Because like sometimes
or
you'll be
comma.
Like, look, that's the fucking deal, period. Like that, using
period, period.
Right. Well, so you have to do that. It's then. Yeah.
No, I don't think it would work either. With
exclamation try. Point.
I don't think.
What'd you say? Question mark. Can you imagine have to do that in your daily life? Talk comma.
That'd be a bummer.
You know what I mean? Just speak your punctuation nonstop in your daily life. We should try that for a day.
No.
Or at least type it out like comma. Okay, yeah, you're right. It's probably get fucking old.
Yeah, real quick.
All right, well, yeah, next voicemail.
And it'd be annoying. That voicemail's not over. It'd be annoying to anyone else who's around you.
Says you, period.
Yeah, I know.
It's just so much easier.
I agree, period.
And it kind of deserves a fuck you, Everett, on that. So
for sure, exclamation point.
But all right, guys.
All right,
have
Donna,
a good night.
You just got
Bye.
Banned from the Discord.
Later, Donna. Have a good one.
Let me make sure she's not too Everett. Let's see here. Where's
of course
Donna?
She's not. Nobody's Team Everett.
That's not true at all.
You have 500 incognito browsers for the fucking poll.
She is Team Armand. That makes sense, actually.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I
think, yeah, that's a good point. I don't know why I didn't know
she
that.
Wants to peg the fuck
he's
out
not,
of him.
He's not sitting here. That's why I didn't think of it immediately. But yeah, yeah. One more voicemail. This is from someone named Sask Guy. Probably from Saskatchewan.
Saskwatch?
Could be. There may be no audio.
Period.
Yep, it's a blankie. And what a bummer.
Hyphen, not good.
Make sure this is actually working.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, it's working. Try this again. Nope. Hey, Sask Guy, you're probably watching right now. This shit didn't work.
You had your mic muted. You didn't give the permissions to the app. Chrome has to be able to use your microphone.
It could be it.
No, it's not it because you can't record it if you don't give it permissions. It won't. It just puts the tab away. You know what I mean? When you click record voicemail, mm-hmm. and it gives you a little box up in the corner. Allow.
I don't actually do record voicemail because I don't leave voicemails for us.
Neither do I.
Line, fuck you, Everett.
Agreed.
Isn't that your name?
Agreed. Fuck you, Everett.
Isn't that your name? Fuck you, Everett.
No, my name's Eric.
Okay.
See? Hence the shirt, Team Eric.
Well, any which way.
But loose, period.
What are you doing this weekend?
Period. Not much, I don't think.
Playing some pub tonight? You gonna be home tonight?
Yeah.
Right, well, I got the house to myself, so I'm going to play video games.
All weekend, huh?
Yep.
Question mark? I bet you feel like a pig in shit! Exclamation point.
Yeah, kind of.
But you know what?
I'm gonna sleep a lot.
I feel like that.
Oh my god!
Wait, no, go ahead. I really think we should speak our punctuation.
No, I'm not gonna do that. Okay.
Okay. Period. Okay. I don't know why? Question mark.
Any which way. Chastity says, "Doesn't it feel like I look right at you when I look up at the camera?" Yeah, I'm looking right at you, Chastity. Can you see me? Looking right at you. I've entered your name into Facebook. There are actually over 1 million Chastities, so I'm not able to find you.
Jessica in the chat asks, Eric, does voice-to-text really work that well for you? No, it really doesn't. I have to correct it all the time, to be honest with you.
I don't know why.
That star, though, you hit the star. People know, I fucked up. You just type the right thing and then hit the star.
Oh, yeah, it's like an
error. Hey, my bad.
Error.
This is what it was supposed to say.
All right, well, you got anything else?
No, not really, man. All right,
cool. Thanks, everybody, for showing up on a Friday. We didn't tell anybody we were doing it. We were supposed to do it yesterday. You fucked this on that one, Eric.
I did.
Team Eric for shit.
For sure.
For shit. There needs to be a fuck Eric shirt. You are gorgeous.
Forget seeing those clowns. He's talking to you.
Who's gorgeous? Who's gorgeous? I'm not gorgeous.
Sent the show a couple of voice messages. You can find me what I look like through your Facebook messages.
Any which way. All right, we'll catch you guys all next week. What are we doing next week?
We're going to work on Monday and Tuesday.
We've got to figure out a topic.
And then we'll do a show on Wednesday.
All right, Eric doesn't know. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I don't have an idea.
All right, everybody. Thanks for showing up. And we'll check out our website, SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Vote in the poll.
Get on the group. Facebook.
You said you were running again on
groups / Surreal Talk Podcast. SurrealTalkPodcast.com. info@SurrealTalkPodcast if you want to email us.
Yeah, 569 to 563. I don't know. I was voted for you. So 568 to 564.
568 to 564. You're only 4 votes down on the poll?
Yep.
Huh.
And Armand is not on the poll as always.
So yeah.
Nothing has changed.
Well, you have to be here for the show for that.
Nothing has changed there.
Yeah, of course not.
All right, everybody. We will catch you next week. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.